Forever Dog.
Last week on Fuck Cut, a new student made waves throughout the school and in Serena's underwear. Mr. Teacher told the students that they had to write a song by the end of the week and that the worst songwriter was going to go to jail. And I went to the doctor's office for my yearly checkup. I'm tall.
Students may sing better, but the girls want. See that fuck hardcore. The girls will
Cut School for Teens, Episode 2, Tuesday.
Hey everybody, it's Mr. T on the morning announcements. I figured I'd let you know what's going on with me today. I'm having a pretty hard time. My pet frog ran away again. Now the only people I have in my life are my wife and 6 kids, and I don't really want to hang out with them. Are any of you guys free after school? I'm thinking about trying out the new Chipotle down the road. The chips? Yeah, they're on me.
Interior dressing room. Grigory and Kindle sit on a couch, giving each other Botox. Serena walks in. She's wearing a lot of makeup and has a pretty intense orange spray tan. It's an inch thick. How does she do it?
Hey, Serena. Loving your no-makeup look. So subtle. So fab.
Thanks.
Looks like someone has a case of the giggles.
Guilty as charged. I'm giggling, yeah. I can't help it. I'm love struck. Can't you tell by the huge smile on my face and by the way that I move my hips when I walk down the street?
Who is it? George Clooney? Idris Elba? My dad? Please say my dad. I really want you to be my mom.
I've fallen for someone new.
Don't tell me you're in love with the new guy.
You caught me, all right. So what? I love the new guy. Is that a crime? If it is, throw me in the slammer with my mom.
Whoa. When's she getting out?
Who?
Your mom? You just said your mom was in jail.
Oh, it's just a figure of speech.
I don't think that's true.
Let's just talk about something else.
You can talk to us, Serena. We're your friends.
I said I have a crush on the new kid, Timothy.
Okay.
Well, aren't you going to give me a hard time about my new crush?
No, I don't think I want to anymore.
Give me a hard time, you bitch. What, you think you're better than me?
Grigory and Kindle look at each other, panicking.
Oh, okay, you bad girl. If Timothy wants to be part of our exclusive clique, he, has to audition to get in.
Yeah, what else does he have to do?
He has to give us $6 for vending machine money.
Serena humps the couch.
Oh, yeah. Let's make him do it today in front of the whole school.
Okay. Can't wait.
We'll let everyone know.
Love you, girl. Seriously.
Serena's eyes begin to tear up.
Get out!
Grigory and Kindle run away. Interior band room. The triplets, Rude Kate, Little Kate, and Big Kate, silently stare at separate walls in the same room. They look nothing alike, save for matching outfits. String bikinis. Fuck yes, dude.
Triplets, assemble! We need to debrief.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what I was going to say.
Because we're triplets!
I'm Kate.
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kate.
We weren't born triplets, but the movie Three Identical Strangers showed us that if you meet later in life, you can become triplets.
Glad that's settled. Speaking of settling, why is my ex-boyfriend, Mr. T, so mean to me on the TV show and in real life? It's not my fault I turned 19.
Jesus.
Please don't take the Lord's name in vain, you stupid bitch.
Sorry, that was insensitive of me. Religion is perfect and I love it.
Joel Osteen is bae.
Anyway, so we have to write a song or some bullshit? I'm pissed. I had plans today. I was gonna see how many rolls of quarters I could fit in my mouth without throwing up.
I can't throw up today because the goldfish in my stomach will suffocate if they're not in water.
That's a lot of responsibility. But so is songwriting. And now Mr. T expects us to write one or else we have to go to prison?
I literally don't want to go to jail.
I just realized something. I don't want to do that either.
I kind of want to go to jail. That's where my very old boyfriend lives.
What the fucky? You have a boyfriend who lives in a jail? And you didn't even tell us?
Triplets are supposed to tell each other everything. For example, did you know there's a dead body downstairs?
I'm just kidding! I don't have an old boyfriend. He died at the age of 96, like, weeks ago. I'm a total sex freak, though. I'm into kinky shit. For example, I believe women should come from fucking, not just men.
Ew! Random! When I fuck Mr. T, it lasts 30 seconds, and he sputters out a gallon of cum over the next hour and a half while I rub his stomach, which is full of warm beer. I love him. He is an improv comedian.
Oh my god, lucky. I love guys who do improv.
What's improv?
It's that thing where 47 identical men crowd around one small woman screaming non sequiturs for 20 minutes straight, and then I'll try and date that woman after the show.
Yeah, so anyway, gang, how about we get going on these songs?
Grigory bursts into the room. He's sweating and wearing a harness like the ones Timothée Chalamet seems to think he invented.
Listen up, triplets. Today just got a whole lot hotter. Serena is in love with Timothy, and we're making him audition to prove he's got what it takes to get our best friend teen pregnant.
Wow.
Plus, we're making him give us $6.
The Kates look at each other like, huh?
Yeah. There's no limit to the kind of fucked up, Joker-esque shit we're willing to get into. Meet us by the quad at 5:30 sundial.
The triplets program their watches as Grigory darts off.
Hey, everybody. This is the B-Man, old BW, from the World Record Podcast. And I'm here to let you know that me and my co-host, the A-Train, a.k.a. Hershey Hellman, took over Office Hours live this week. We came into the studio. We made it our own. We wrecked the place. I stole one of Tim Heidecker's guitars. So check out Office Hours live on your podcast app of your choice or at youtube.com/Office Hours Live this week and see what happens. Or go to worldrecordpodcast.com and you can watch the videos or join the Patreon, patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Enjoy the show!
It's showtime!
Interior rehearsal room. Serena lays on a fainting couch in a wedding dress. Serena licks sweat off her upper lip as she draws a picture of a tree.
Here we go.
She holds her drawing up to the camera. It's childish and done with huge crayons.
I drew with crayons.
Silence.
I wish I could write a song, but I'm so preoccupied with my big-time love for Timothy. I wish he would notice me.
The camera widens to reveal that Timothy is sitting near Serena, but he's too busy texting to pay any attention to her.
Guys are awesome. I think my spirit animal is, probably a water bottle. I used to have one as a pet when I was younger. It got hit by a car, and I watched it bleed all over the sidewalk. I haven't been in a car since then.
She looks off into the distance, then falls asleep. Good night, Serena. Auditorium later that day. The students of Fuck Hot Music School nervously file into the school's hideous and poorly decorated auditorium. Grigory and Kindle stand on stage wearing matching brown leotards.
Hey, everyone. Oh, just a reminder, there are only 3 days left until the songs are due. After all, it's Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday, and tomorrow will be Wednesday. Getting the vibe that no one is taking the assignment seriously. So just as a reminder, the worst songwriter is going to jail. Also, has anybody seen my tan slacks? I took them off yesterday because I got soy sauce on them, but someone took them out of the bathroom sink. They're my only pants, so if you think that you're being funny, you're not.
Mr. Teacher lightly cries as the students wait patiently for the announcement to be over. Back to business. Cha-ching.
All right, everyone, take your seats. It's time for the Fuck Hut tradition, auditions.
Every performing arts after school program has auditions, and we are no different, except for one sick and fucked up twist. If you tank your audition, we get to give you a lobotomy.
Today, we've got Fuck Hut's resident new kid, Timoshi. He's auditioning to be part of our clique, and more importantly, to be Serena's life partner.
Serena waves from above everyone. She is dangling from wires and is still wearing her wedding gown.
Good luck, Sir Timoshi. I hope you won't be lobotomized like the hundreds before you.
What?
No one has ever passed the test.
Go for it, Timoshi.
Your time starts now.
Timoshi walks out on stage. He has a bongo drum, which he hits once, then a few more times, then a few more. It sounds like nothing.
Drum.
Silence from the crowd.
Amazing! Oh, welcome to the group, Timoshi.
We've been trying to figure out what that instrument was called for years. You finally cracked the code.
Serena comes crashing down from the ceiling. Her supportive wires snapped. She looks up from the ground, her nose bleeding all over her wedding dress.
I'm so proud of you, Tomsey.
She passes out. Timoshi doesn't try to help. He turns to the other students while Kendall and Grigory try to help the actress playing Serena with her very real injury.
Fuck Hut Music School, I am your new god!
Timoshi is god!
I can't believe it. I have friends now. Today could not get better.
Yahoo!
I have come so far, and it's just my first day. We have learned a lot, things are gonna be okay. I'm the king of my school, I am old and tall. I can name the seasons, winter, June, and fall. Crime doesn't pay when music is the law. I have learned a lesson, I don't need football. Whoa, whoa. I don't need football. I am unique, I am diverse, my perspective is right. I am big, I am strong, I am sport, I am white. I am Christian, I am strong, I don't need football. Being Timoshi is fun, and I like to play the drum.
The entire class picks up Timoshi and chants his name. We see Mrs. Proctor standing behind the curtains on stage. She has been watching everything. She unbuttons the top button of her blouse and slips out of the room in a horny little way. Interior hallway day, a few minutes later. Timoshi is now age 32 in real life. His phone rings.
Hello?
Hello. My name is Quinta Tarantini. I am big football instructor from Fancy College. I wanted to invite you to come to our school and throw around the piggy with the other big boys for free. It's your choice.
Timoshi looks behind him at his new singing classmates.
Fucking shit! My fucking dick! This sucks. I mean, thank you, Quinta. I happy.
No problem. Talk soon.
Timoshi eats his phone. Just as he finishes, Serena approaches him, wearing a completely different outfit and dragging a grand piano behind her, using her silken braided hair as a rope. It's her real-life hair, and it's breaking under the weight. Her nose is bandaged up, and she winces in pain every time she speaks. She stops when she reaches Timoshi. She glares at Timoshi before realizing the camera is on her, then gives a hollow smile. It's clear that these two actors fucking hate each other in real life.
Hey, you.
What's up?
What are you still doing here, just 3 minutes after I last saw you, funny guy?
Thinking about football, I guess. Since that's what I'm supposed to do. Doing what people expect you to do is lame when you're somebody like me who is full of internal conflict and surprises.
Timoshi burps.
Surprises, eh? We were just talking about surprises in class yesterday.
This isn't really about you.
Okay, Mr. Man.
Jesus, you're annoying.
Timothy pulls out his phone and starts to text. He looks up and sees that Serena hasn't gone anywhere.
Wait, you're still here. You should go. I need you to go.
You're absolutely right. I honestly don't know what I was thinking.
Serena starts to leave.
Honestly, before I go, just so you know, I honestly just have to say, despite honestly barely seeing you do music, I honestly believe that you are the best musician who has ever lived.
What? Why do you say that?
I honestly don't know. I just said it.
Well, I can't music good. I'm too football.
Well, I've got to go work on a song. Something tells me it's going to be about someone new in my life. Someone who is full of surprises.
Serena, age 16, giggles and then walks away. Timothy, now age 38, stares at her as she walks off. It's gross. One last look from Serena.
Someone named Timothy.
So, wait, you're cheating on me with someone named Timothy now?
He throws up his fists to the sky.
All I want is music. And as a tall white man, my only problem in my life at the moment is that society is telling me that maybe it makes more sense for me to play football. Holy fucking shit, nothing is fair for me.
He pulls out a heroin needle and starts to tie up his arm to shoot up.
This is my only option.
Dramatic music swells as Timothy looks off into the distance. As we pull away, we see a Hollywood agent hand Timothy an Oscar for Best Director and a big sack of money. Just then, the guidance counselor or whatever, Mrs. Proctor, age 40, sad, walks up to him. She is playing an employee of the school, and he is playing a student, but they look about the same age in real life.
Hello there, very young man. I'm so old, and you are young.
Close up on Timothy's very pronounced wrinkles.
Who the fuck are you?
Good question. Well put. I'm Mrs. Proctor. I'm a guidance counselor and talent scout here at Fuck Hut.
So?
I saw you tapping just now and was absolutely blown away by your raw talent. But we've never met. Are you a student here at the school or some shit?
No! I broke in a bunch of times. I'm rich, white, and have dozens of offers for athletic scholarships. But I want to go here, if that makes any sense at all.
Mrs. Proctor licks a huge spoon covered in shit-colored icing.
You are too interesting, Mr. Man. But hey, you said you're rich and white? It sounds like you could use a break.
I really could. I have many things, but not everything, which sucks.
I can help. That's why I'm here for you, to help big guy like you.
Why would you help me? The liberal media has probably convinced you that someone like me shouldn't even get to have everything he wants. Besides, you're probably too stupid to like me.
Me stupid now because you say so.
I'm smart. My asshole squirts out shit 60 times a day. I just leave it places.
Fuck yeah. I can't shit because I have a rare disease where it all comes out as sweat, so I just stink like wet hot shit all the time.
Gross. God said girls aren't supposed to make craps like boys.
Timothy, how would you like to go to school here? For free? Most people have to pay a lot of money, but your thick ass and rhythmic fingers got me all hot and bothered, so I'm down to pay you to go here. Also, I want to have sex with you.
She leans in for a kiss, but Timothy looks out of the corner of his eye and sees the name Serena pop up on his phone. She has sent him over 600 texts in the last 4 minutes.
I've got a lot to think about.
As interesting as this all sounds, my offer expires tomorrow. Let me know. I'm going to get to my office and get nude. Come find me, fuck piggy.
Mrs. Proctor scampers away on all fours. Timothy, looking anguished, falls to his knees yet again.
I don't know!
Next week on Fuck Hut, some sick and twisted stuff happens. So twisted, I'm not even going to tell you. You're just going to have to listen to find out, you sick fuck.
Music School for Teens is a Forever Dog production written and directed by me, Mitra Johari, starring Whitmer Thomas, Patty Harrison, Matt Rogers, Greta Teitelman, Catherine Cohen, Sarah Sherman, Anna Saragina, Iowa Debris, Sunita Mani, Cricket Arison, and me, Mitra Johari. LOL. All of the music was scored and composed by Henry Kapersky, lyrics written by me, Mitra Johari, theme song composed by Patty Harrison. Our amazing cover art was done by the mega talented Margalit Cutler. This show was executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. You can binge all 5 episodes of Fuck Hut Music School for Teens right now on Stitcher Premium. Just go to stitcherpremium.com and use promo code ForeverDog to get your first month free. See you next week on Fuck Hut Music School for Teens.